want to.
Emmanuel is there.
It's your name. Spirit of the living God, we worship you. Lord, this is the day in which the Lord God of the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. We shall be glad in it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you are God. Lord, you are. Now.
etiquette in the Bushida. They cannot bend you. They cannot make you immobile. Jehovah Father, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They cannot protect you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And what happened to Moses? What happened to Moses? Perished in the Red Sea with his soldiers. What about them? What about them? What about them? What this great general pursued Elijah? Pursued Elijah? General pursued Elijah? How? That was a battle. That battle on the canal. 450 soldiers. Their gods. Their gods will be supporting them. Their gods will be helping them. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, Elijah came. He called on his God. And they are going to call on his God. He called on his God. The Lord God of Elijah, that answered by fire. The Lord answered him by fire. What about them? 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 Because he knew that he himself is God. Because he knew that he himself is Almighty. The Nigeria. You are not an apple of God right now. You are not a pear of the Lord God of America. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to shout like this. Every man in witchcraft.
Every man in
witchcraft. Jehovah Father. Jehovah Father. Where you are surrounded by water. You are the areas where you must see water space. Pray this way, my Lord. Pray this way, my Lord. You must see the last of us. Everybody with God. Fighting my destiny. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Aha. Thank you, Jesus. By the spirit of revelation, they are lighting red candles against the person here. Red candles. In order to bring tragedy and disaster. You are going to press those candles here. Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's have our seats, beloved. Again, I'd like to welcome you tonight. Today is the topic of this crusade. We thank God for what the Lord has been doing in our lives. He remains the same yesterday, today, and nevermore. Tonight is a continuation of the battle of yesterday. It's an extension of the message of yesterday. It's a concluding part of our message of yesterday. So be prepared, be expectant. Tonight is another night of fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Genesis 1, verses 1 to 5. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the heart, and the earth was formed and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God made light from darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form. In other words, Lucifer was thrown down from heaven because Lucifer and his angels plotted a coup against God and they wanted to take over the worship of heaven. He has forgotten that God is the Almighty. To turn us out of heaven as a reporter. He was lucky not to have been executed. He was struck to the earth. Any power working against your life, the Lord shall deliver you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Revelation 12, verse 9 to 12. What does he say? There was war in heaven. Satan and his angels were defeated. They were cast down to the earth. What happened? The earth was in bondage. God himself had to come to rescue the earth. The reason why the Lord himself cried, he said, let there be light. And that was like, that voice that put forth on that day, that put light into darkness. Is there anyone here? And there's something lurking in the corridor of your life. The light of God shall shine for tonight.
Amen.
The light of God shall shine for tonight.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Isaiah 49, verses 24 to 26. Let's go there quickly. Isaiah 49. 24 to 26. What does he say? Shall the poor be taken from the mighty? Or the lofty captive delivered? But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the poor of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contends with you. Know that I am the Lord. I am your Savior. I am your Redeemer.
Amen.
The mighty one of Israel.
Amen.
Beloved tonight, whatsoever are the plans of the wicked, whatsoever the caterpillar and the caterpillar has ever done against your life, I went back into years past.
Amen.
I went back into years past.
Amen.
I went back to years past.
Amen.
Whatsoever they have rendered against your life by the authority of the living God,
yes,
whatsoever the incantations, the curses, the over. I nullify them by the blood of Jesus. I nullify them by the blood of Jesus. What are we talking about tonight? What are we talking about tonight? A night with God, the deliverer. A night with God, the deliverer. Obadiah 1 verse 17. God is popular, but upon my Zion, there shall be deliverance. There shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess the Lord. Beloved, is Mount Zion in the physical. As I said here today, whatever the problems, whatever the problem, the Lord must explicit Catholic as he does. Oh my God. What did the Lord tell me? 12 things. I'll go to that quickly. 12 things. It was categorical when I was meditating this morning. He said, number one, a lot of people are here going to battles of life. That something wonderful must happen to you tonight. Amen. Something wonderful must happen to you tonight. The Lord says, God will say, you will never marry. God will allow you to your destiny.
Amen.
And you will get married.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Number two, the Lord told me that corruption or nomenclature shall receive deliverance tonight.
Amen.
Number three, the Lord told me that bullets and arrows of infirmity shall disappear tonight.
Amen.
Number four, the Lord told me that those who have wonderful certificates and qualifications that have been bewitched, the Lord said, the weapons shall scatter. Have been sitting on his well shall possess his well by fire. Number six, anyone that is being pursued day and night by unrepentant evil pursuers shall be set free.
Amen.
Number seven, anyone under the barrage of stagnancy, under the tutelage of stagnancy, that stagnancy shall be broken by fire.
Amen.
You have been working for several years without promotion. Tonight, your promotion shall come. Number nine. Doctors said you have lost bank accounts and fibroid. So you cannot have children or conceive. That shall be nullified tonight.
Amen.
By the power in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Number ten. You are greatly in debt. Lots of debts which are brought up to you, the fourth man shall appear.
Amen.
The fourth man shall appear.
Amen.
The miracle shall appear.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, number 11, spirit of death and hell have been pursuing you. That power shall backfire tonight.
Amen.
Against your prosperity, against your prosperity, the roadblocks shall be tied up to Moses. The roads of the Lord are these. The roadblocks are tied up to
Moses.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And for those who they have written off that they can never have children. Tonight, the miracle shall appear.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, your mouth has spoken. Your zeal shall bring them to pass.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
What are you talking about tonight? Luke 4, 18 to 19. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 4, 18 to 19. The gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. captives and the coming of signs to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. You will enter liberty today.
Amen.
I say you enter liberty today.
Amen.
In a nutshell, if you have to capture the essence of the totality of the passages that you have read, Lord himself was the first deliverance minister. He himself delivered them. There is no doubt about it tonight. If only you believe, if only you have total and implicit confidence in the Lord God of Elijah, you shall receive your deliverance tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
The essence of Jesus Christ on this side of the great divide, when he was there, simple, three of seven, to heal, to save, and to deliver, he shall deliver you.
Amen.
I say, he shall deliver you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
A lot of people are going to what we call the battle of life. The battle of life is not a respecter of age, or whether you are influential, whether you are affluent, whether you are poor, whether you are rich, whether you are a professor. No matter whether, even whether you are an accountant or a pastor, the battle of life is a stark illiterate. Stark illiterate. When you don't, it comes. But the Lord shall deliver you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
The battle of life. Very, very crooked. So they start their battle when they are young. Karika Bashida. So they start their battle. When they are in the mother's womb. When they are in the mother's womb. When the mama carries the pregnancy and do like this and do like this. And they look at this again. The first child, a boy. The second child, a boy. The third child, a boy. The fourth child, a boy. The sixth one, a boy. Only you in a polygamous sector. Only you from that second, from that minute, that child in the mother's womb, in embryonic stage. For those of us who pass biology, that child still growing there has started his or her battle. So, they are battle when they are young. When they are in their teens. So, when they are 40. I know a family in Lagos, Nigeria. They never pass the age of 40. When they hit 40, they die. Battle of death. Battle of life. I remember a friend of mine. It was about getting to 40, belonging to that family, belonging to that lineage. The wife of what they don't know, at that time, they were attending the celestial something. And they came, they bought a goat. They were doing sacrifices at the back of the house. Unfortunately for the wife, a custom officer, she went to work, she walked into that sacrifice. She died 7 days after. Man, the husband, is still living today. They have exchanged in the spirit the life of the wife with his own life. 3 months after the death of the wife, the man got married again. The man got married again. That is life for you. That is wickedness. That is battle of life. I also remember a man. He forgot completely to marry. It was when he came for deliverance at the age of 70. At the age of 70. He came for deliverance. After 3 solid weeks of deliverance, the Lord opened his eyes. That was when he remembered that he is to marry. He said, God, in a miraculous way, in a way and manner you can never fathom. Almighty. That is the reason why it's omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. That is the reason why there is none like him. That is the reason why it's unchangeable. To God be the glory. The man today has 5 children. God can go back and rewind years and bring a 70-year-old man to a 30-year-old man. Look, let me tell you, if you are here, the Lord has not forgotten you. Amen. I can tell you that with confidence. Rakinda Hurika and the Hayakashi. I can tell you that God has not forgotten you. So no human being can write you off. Amen. They are bloody liars. Amen. You are for signs and wonders. Amen. That is your Lord. Amen. That is your Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. What are we talking about? Night with God. Night of deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. There are envious enemies all around. Jealous enemies. They may be fighting you. They may be fighting the plans, purposes, and designs of God for your life. But in the battle of life, anything goes. Anything goes. You will rescue. And you will become an overcomer. Amen. You will be victorious. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. What are we talking about in the battle of life? No rules. No law. No rules, no law. You can keep in the battle of life. You can keep the system. That is God for you. When you slap them in the physical, if they play the spirit in your brain, you'll be slapping them. Amen. Do you understand me? Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
The enemy is on fire. Wickedness, they are on fire. Mercy. They belong to lunch. They are the others. Some of us are together. You will even be happy when you are giving chimpanzee titles to your parents. And you'll be proud at that time. You will say, my father is a double chief. My father is a triple chief. Not to talk of my mother. 4 chiefs. My mother is a chiefess. You'll be saying, I want to have a mother. They are taking you into covenant consciously and unconsciously, and all those things are working in your life today. The Lord will deliver you.
Amen.
The Lord will deliver you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, whatsoever the covenant, Karika Pashida, render into the sun, the moon, and the stars, keep it into the spirit on your behalf. Receive new strength.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
What are we talking about? A lot of us, we are ignorance. Some other people say that we are ignoramus. Ignoramus. Complete ignorance of who you are. Who we are in Christ. The authority that the Lord has deposited in our lives. We are completely ignorant. My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Hosea 4 verse 6. 600 years by Hosea before Christ. You and myself, we cannot claim ignorance now. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God. Put the armor of God. Who is that witch? Who is that wizard that will pursue your dream? Who is that masquerade that will pursue your dream? And you'll be showing spiritual lethargy. When you're supposed to carry your spiritual ass and cut off their neck.
Yes.
That's how you know.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
What are we talking about tonight? A night with God, the deliverer. Thank you, Jesus. The enemy does not grant you freedom. That's the truth. The enemy wants to put you under subjugation, in bondage, in slavery. If you don't know, permit me to tell you, there is still what we call spiritual Egypt. Spiritual Egypt is seeking evidence. It's a land of bondage, a land of poverty, a land of slavery. It's a savior. People on a daily basis, they are being recommended, they are being thrown into spiritual Egypt. That shall not be your lot.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, anybody, anywhere coming to throw into spiritual Egypt shall somersault, shall collapse, shall die. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, I beg you, anytime I pray from this place, this altar will set the altar orders. Kari Kaposhida. The altar orders. This altar here of mountain of fire and miracles. Altar of deliverance. Altar of fire. Altar of freedom. Altar of adversity. Altar of refuge. Altar of prosperity. In the mighty name of Jesus. That shall be your Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Jehovah. Ignorance is a killer. Ignorance leads to discouragement. The world is not a playground. The world is a battlefield. Our God is a man of war. You must have total confidence in God. For his ability to sort you out from any problem, no matter how gargantuan, no matter how big, is God that makes impossibility possible. The totality of it, we now capture it. Where are we going to? We are going to deliverance. What is deliverance? Deliverance is release from captivity. Deliverance is release from slavery, from oppression, casting out demons, from possessed persons, breaking of evil yokes, losing the bond of wickedness, spiritual cleansing, removal of satanic bondages and seeds, destroying the bonds of darkness. Deliverance is a process which God delivers those who are oppressed by the enemy. It's a process in which God closes the door that you have opened to the enemy. A process in which you dismantle any evil platform prepared for you by your ancestors. Any evil platform prepared for you by your ancestors. Some of those things that they have organized for you, which you are completely ignorant of, the Lord will deliver you.
Amen.
It's a process in which you destroy and do damage to what the enemy has done to your life. It's also a process in which you break evil yokes. A process in which you possess your possession. A process in which you escape from every satanic prison. A process in which you capture back what the enemy has stolen from your life. A process in which you rebel against the powers of the tail. The Lord says, you shall be the head and not be the tail.
Amen.
And some people decide to sit down somewhere and they begin to program backwardness. They begin to render powers of the tail in people's lives. They begin to assemble wickedness in the lives of people. And when you see them, they will work and work and work and work. You cannot see the result of all the labor. That shall not be your lot.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Deliverance is when you eject evil tenants occupying the garden of your life. Deliverance is when you break every evil covenant. Break every curse of darkness. Deliverance is to help you find your place in the market square of life. Find your place in the market square of life. There is a market square of life. There is a market square of life. There is no debate about that. Each and every one of us, we are in a market square of life. Is somebody listening to me? Is somebody slumbering? Is somebody sleeping?
No.
When the Lord is saying, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who maketh heaven and earth. Baba says, he that keepeth Israel, the king that hurricane and the higher, never slumber nor sleep. My sister, don't worry. The Lord will not slumber. Amen. No matters concerning you. My sister, you have a colorful destiny. Matters concerning you, the Lord will not sleep. My brother, they have been saying, where is God in your life? They have been saying, where is God in your life? Tonight, the way, the manner the Lord has ever appeared before, he will appear in your situation.
Amen.
I say, he will appear in your situation.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
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 Amen.
Money, they have been speaking into your ears. Those were voices of the enemy. Those were cacophony voices. Voices that are not audible. But tonight, I shut up.
Amen.
I shut up.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Peradventure, you have been waiting. You have been waiting. Peradventure, you have been waiting. You have been waiting. You have been supplicating unto God. Lord, do this for me. Lord, do this for me. Lord, do this for me. For appearing before the Almighty God of Elijah tonight. For appearing before the Almighty God of Elijah tonight. The solution is bombarding you now. It's 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 bombarding you now.
Thank you, Jesus.
So you may have been singing. Follow me. Let it follow me. Let your living waters follow me. Let it follow me. Let it follow me. Let your living water follow me. Let it follow you. Let it follow you. Let our healing power follow you. Let it follow you. Let it follow you. Let our healing powers for the healing power of God, the Jehovah of Rakindaha, the Jehovah of Oka, Mariba Shida, shall fall upon you.
Amen.
Shall fall upon you.
Amen.
Shall fall upon you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Brother, he says, I am God. He says, I am the Lord. The Lord is saying, nothing is too difficult for God to do. Nothing is too difficult for God to do. Whatever is the situation, the Lord shall appear.
Amen.
The purpose shall appear.
Amen.
The purpose shall appear.
Amen.
The purpose shall appear.
Amen.
By this time next year, you have got to testify to God. Jesus. In the mighty name of 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 Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Look at the four of you. You have been singing old songs. That's the four of you, as you are seated here, you have been singing old songs. The Lord is saying, from now on, you will sing new songs.
Amen.
He says, you will sing new songs.
Amen.
He says, you will sing new songs.
Amen.
He says, aha, people have been looking at you and they have been laughing. They have been laughing. What is your time to laugh them to scorn?
Amen.
It is your time to laugh them to scorn.
Amen.
I say you laugh them to scorn.
Amen.
I say you laugh them to scorn.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And look at our wonderful children at the back here. With wonderful stars. Wonderful stars. Wonderful children. Heaven is happy for your sake. Jehovah is happy for your sake. Tonight, I declare each and every one of you untouchable. Thank you, Jehovah. What are you talking about? A night with God, the deliverer. A night with God, the deliverer. A night with God, the omnipotent, the omnipresent, the omniscience. Ha, Jehovah Father. Who needs deliverance? Who? Who? Those who are demonized. All of us, we need deliverance. Even me here, I need deliverance. Deliverance. The Lord will deliver us. Amen. Where we cannot help ourselves, the Lord will help us. Amen. And where we look back and look back, nobody to say, the Lord will save us. Amen. And peradventure, in situations where we look left, right, and center, and nobody to deliver us, the Lord will appear.
Amen.
And will deliver us.
Amen.
He never deliver us.
Amen.
Who needs deliverance? Anyone who is in his sleep. Is in his sleep. You are from Ekiti State, Lagos, Nigeria. They bring pounded yam plus a goosey soup. You are in your sleep and you begin to eat. You are from the north. They bring to work in Kaffa, northern part of Nigeria, and you begin to eat. And you are from Edo State of Nigeria. And from Ogun State, you are a Jebu man. A Jebu woman, they bring eba, salt eba. You begin to swallow your sleep. Thank God for your life. You are from Oyo State in Ibadan. They bring flexible amala, plus degree, or whatever they call it, plus only fishy, assorted meat, and you begin to swallow. God will help you. They are taking you invitation into witchcraft. The Lord will deliver you. And those of you who love to drink Coca-Cola, they bring Coca-Cola, you swallow. Blood of witchcraft. The Lord shall deliver you. In the mighty name of Jesus. For those of you who cannot do without taking a la carte, or who in years past, you are always at pepper soup joints, pepper soup. Pepper soup. Pepper soup. You are lucky that when they did the last coup, you are not taking along with cooked waters. The Lord will deliver you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of who will deliver us? Those who have sex in their dreams. Those who have God in sex acts in their dreams. Those who are pressed down daily and regularly in their sleep. Those who find themselves inside and around water, rivers, on brook pools of water. Don't worry about what we call unsustainable hatred. Those who are involved in so-called Christian Mormonism, those who have attended the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, those who are into Islam, Hinduism, Eastern religions, those who belong to Ekanka, Jehovah Witness. Those who are involved in karate, kung fu, etc. They need deliverance. Those who are involved in occultism, witchcraft, magic, crystal balls. Going to all these people, please read my palm mysteries. The Lord will deliver you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Those who have suicidal feelings. Suicidal feelings. Thank God for God. Thank God for God. It's only the white man that easily commits suicide. Am I lying? That is the truth. That is the truth. Because we as black men, let us tell ourselves the truth. We love enjoyment. Black men and women love enjoyment. There's a band of day in Lagos where they eat suya and all these things. There's a band of day in London where Nigerians, black people, gather together on Fridays. Eating suya. Enjoyment. Black men don't commit suicide easily. Because if there's no money ceremony, there will be a ceremony. There will be a ceremony. There will be another ceremony. All ceremony. If you don't pass to Ebenezer, if you don't pass to Sonny and Ope, that is the African man. You know what will never else. Meeting the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Open of Doors, the Ram of Ram, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. That is what is happening here tonight. The night with the great deliverer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's rise up on our feet. Time to pray. Time to pray. I've made up the church is doing here tonight. Are you here tonight? You have not given your life to Christ. You have not accepted the Lord of Christ as the Lord and Savior. In very few minutes, quickly, raise up your hand so that we can identify you, we can pray with you, and all the prayer that will come from here must work for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord has not forgotten anybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is our year of greatness. I will be great. I'm not talking. You will be great. My life shall be great. I'll be great. Wonderful. When our general officer prophetically prophesied this year, that this is our year of greatness. He called me amongst everybody at the university. He said, Pastor, please kneel down. And I knelt down. He said, only you in your 2009 shall be great. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every spirit of death and hell.
Every spirit of death and hell.
Pursue my life.
Pursue my life.
Battle.
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 Thank you very much. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. You are more than what people say. Jehovah, you are more than what people say. You are more than what people say. Jehovah, you are more than what people say.
In the blood of the Lamb,
walking by in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power when the walking by in the precious blood. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord God Jehovah has touched you over the eyes. Lay your hand upon everywhere in your body where you're having pains. Where the doctor is saying, you must come for operation. You have no blood count. They are saying that you cannot carry children with your womb. They are saying you cannot marry. Touch the place now. Thank you, Jesus. Two more prayer points to pray before we take our tithes and offering. Every power of my brother's house. And every power of my mother's house. Say no. When God is saying yes, what are you living for? Die. Thank you. Jesus, my trouble. Thank you, Jesus. Finally, by the spirit of revelation, we are going to pray like this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I hope you understand that prayer. Because majority of us present here, we are partners of polygamy. If our parents are not polygamous, our grandparents are polygamous. If our grandparents are not polygamous, our great grandparents are polygamous. That is the problem of the black man. Are you ready to pray? Every polygamous witchcraft. Kai, my kinder, huh? The Lord says you should turn it around like this. Every polygamous witchcraft. Living or dead.
Holding on
to
my progress.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name.